Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning into the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we're going to be diving into the Chicago Bulls as they even up the series in Milwaukee on Wednesday night. Huge performance out of DeMar DeRozan, scoring 41 points. And evening the series. You know, the Bulls needed to win. It was a must win on Wednesday in Milwaukee. Got it done. So lots to talk about with the game coming out tonight for Game 3. A 7:30 start on ABC. So Chicago's hyped. The world's hyped. Bulls are back. We still have life. That's all that matters. It's like, you know, you wake up each day and you're like, is my team still alive? And the answer is, as of today, yes. We are alive. And then we're also going to talk a little White Sox. Haven't talked White Sox yet on the pod. MLB started a couple weeks ago. So we'll dive into the new year of Tony La Russa and the Sockies. Lots to talk about there. Let's get after it. So I want to dive right into Los Bulls. It wasn't too long ago where, you know, we all thought the season was over. It's been a great season. And, you know, people ask me, you know, oh, how do you feel now that the Bulls suck? This is prior, you know, to the Bulls winning on Wednesday. You know what? I'm like, you know, I try to keep it positive. You know, Bulls had a great season. It's been the best season we've all been able to watch in, you know, 6-7 years, or maybe, you know, 4 or 5 years. But even then, I mean, it wasn't like there was the best seasons we've had. You know, the late Jimmy Butler era, you know, he always wanted to leave. We all knew he was going to leave. You know, we knew he'd tear it up somewhere else. But, you know, going back to what I was saying, if, you know, one team gets to raise the banner at the end of the year, one team. And so if you're measuring, you know, a championship, you know, exception if you're like the LA Dodgers, you know, where your team is filled with superstars, or, you know, like a Patrick Mahomes Chiefs, where yeah, it is kind of win it all or bust. But there's very few teams with those expectations. So someone like the Bulls who haven't made the playoffs in a while, just getting the playoffs is an accomplishment. I mean, they couldn't even make the playoffs last year. You know, they couldn't even make it in as the 8th seed, and they should have. You know, getting Vucevic, middle of the year. I remember there was that DraftKings boost. You know, Bulls made the playoffs, cursed them. I knew that was a curse. But they're here, and they won a game. I said going into the playoffs, the Bulls, you know, a successful playoffs would be winning one game. Now, of course, I'm raising the bar, and I want to win. You know, I want to win this series. I want to win it all. But, you know, after that first game, the Bulls will play on Sunday on Easter. Kind of a weird game. Easter Sunday, like 5:30. But you'll take it. Sunday ball. Gives you an excuse to watch sports. Bulls were losing, you know, right out of the gate, 9-0. Come back in the second half. Take a 5-point lead. Bulls do. Bucks not playing well. Bucks do end up coming back fairly easily at the end. Bulls get a couple boneheaded shots. It's over, and you're like, well, that was the Bulls' chance right there to win. You know, that was a chance. But they come back out game two and do the exact opposite of game one. They're the ones up 9-0 start the game. They are controlling the tempo. And they, you know, despite the Bucks making a couple runs, the Bulls went up by like 19 at one point. They were in control, and they held on and won. And it looked really good. Their defense was good. Caruso was awesome. And that was their best win of the whole season, literally. They had not beaten a team in the top four of each conference, East or West, the whole season, which is kind of frightening a little bit. But, you know, it's just kind of like it shows the resilience on their team. I mean, they could have folded this season. They could have folded. By the way they were playing at the end of the season, it looked like they were folding. But maybe they're onto something. Maybe they're onto something. You know, they look. DeRozan, 41 points yesterday, led the team to an unbelievable win. And it wasn't just Vucevic played well again. LaVine looked pretty good. Patrick Williams made some good plays. As I said, Caruso was huge. And all in all, Billy Donovan holding down the fort as the head coach. And it gives us all confidence that going into tonight's game, we could win this series. Recent news. Chris Middleton out for probably the remaining of the series. Not indefinite, but probably. You know, he hurt his MCL during the end of the last game. He missed the last 6 minutes. Huge. Bobby Portis hurt. Don't think he's going to miss the whole series, but I don't know if he's playing game three tonight. Also huge. He's a spark off the bench, playing a former team. He always gives the Bulls problems ever since we got rid of him. So I would love to see no Bobby. And the energy in the United Center is going to be insane tonight. It's going to be massive. It's going to be loud. It's the biggest game the Bulls have had, and I can't remember, at the UC. It's going to be an amazing atmosphere. I wish I could go. I'm sure tickets are through the roof. But I'm happy watching on the TV. I'm happy watching the game on the TV. It's what it's all about. And I'm just happy to be here. You know, I'm happy to be where we're at tonight. We have something to look forward to one more time. And, you know, that's the type of feeling that you want from watching sports. Just having that hope. And the hope hurts sometimes. The hope really hurts. You know, having that hope that your team's going to do it. Like, you put all that time in watching them and you think, all right, this is going to be it. You know, you hold on to the faith. And then you start to question the faith, you know, once it doesn't happen. But that's the whole thing of sports, man. You got to keep grinding. You got to keep going. The Bulls are here. They're doing, well, you know what? At least them winning now, if they can win maybe at least one more game, it won't be a failed season. They're going to get a key addition in the offseason. At least that's the goal. The Bulls are in good shape. I like where we're at. Let's go Bulls tonight. Let's get it done. So I want to talk some Sockies. Sockies. So Socks start off the season 6-2. People are talking about, oh, Sox, best record in baseball, are tied for it, you know, or right there. Lost four straight since. Just got swept by the Guardians. Probably the ugliest series of all time. I had to miss most of it, luckily, because they were canceled Monday and Tuesday for rain. Doubleheader Wednesday got smoked. Tony put one of those scrub lineups in the second game. And then the third game on Thursday, you know, awful game. I don't even want to get into it. Probably Tim Anderson's worst series as a pro since I've seen. Errors, couldn't get a hit. Actually, he did get an RBI double the first game. But his fielding was awful. Tony having Leary bat in the third? I mean, are you what's going on, Tony? I mean, you had Eloy and Jose and Yasmani batting after him. I don't care that Leary's batting 070. You're not putting Leary in the three hole. Yeah, you want to bring him out of the slump? That's not the way to get out of the slump. I mean, yeah, granted, you end up somehow hitting a bomb, which you didn't do. And the Sox just looked terrible. They didn't look into it. Guardians pitching was good. They were into it. So Sox no longer have the lead in the division. I mean, they're 6-6. Guardians are 7-5. That's Cleveland, by the way. The Indians are now the Guardians. So, you know, we have that whole issue with, you know, the Guardians. I mean, it's kind of funny, the Guardians, but not fun losing to the Guardians, I'll say that. So, you know, it's early in the season. It's 12 games into a, you know, 160-game season. I'm not worried. Based on the way baseball goes, you're hot and cold. You're hot and cold. But, you know, the Sockies, they definitely have, you know, what it takes to win it all. You know, they've been battling injuries already. It looks like Robert's going to be on the IL for a little bit. A little 10-game IL. Lance Lynn has been on the IL. Same with Giolito. He's going to be coming off the IL on Sunday, though. So that's good news. Moncada's hurt to start the season. I mean, who else am I missing? It just goes down the list. There's so many, you know, it's just casual Sox, just not having a full team. But, you know, their core, I mean, their core was there with Robert, Eloy, and Jose, and then Tim. Tim was suspended the first couple games of the season. Then he came back. He's had a couple of days off. So he's not into full form. Even though he's been hitting fine, he's not into full form. But the Sox, they're going to warm up. You know, they played Minnesota this weekend. Great, great way to get back on track. Against the Twins team that you can't, you know, you can't toy around with the Twins team in Minnesota. But, you know, they're not starting off to the greatest start either. So it should be a tough series, but the Sox should rebound after getting swept by the Guardians, I'd hope. You don't want to lose back-to-back series against your division rivals. But, you know, it should be an exciting Sox season. You know, we're pretty much at the point now where it's make or break for the Sockies. Either they're gonna turn up for us, or they're going to fuck us. And I hope it's the first one. I expect to go back to the playoffs this year and make some noise. Those are the goals this year. Everyone knows those are the goals. So hopefully they can do that for us. And hopefully they make us, proud Sox fans this year. We had season tickets this year. So I got 10 games. I split a 20-game package. So we got 10 games we're going to. It's a lot of Sox games this year. We're going to be seeing them in person. Let's get the boys going. Let's get the boys in order. Let's go Sockies. Tony, step it up, my guy.
G4 Spotlight of the Week.
My G4 Spotlight of the Week has to go to Joel Embiid and the Sixers. Unbelievable game winner against the Raptors on Wednesday. Last time he was in Toronto, we all know what happened with Kawhi Leonard's shot to take him to the NBA Finals, or take the Raptors to the NBA Finals. Joel left the court in tears, as you would, star player this close to making it to a championship, and you come up, by a game winner by Kawhi, the GOAT, one shot that could have, one miss that could have sent it overtime, Sixers could have won, but instead it was the opposite way. So he got his vengeance on Wednesday, hitting a game-winning three in overtime. It was tied. Sixers had the ball last possession. Ball's bobbling around. Doc Rivers calls a timeout with 0.9 left. Genius move with 2 seconds left in the game. Make a timeout play. Joel gets open off the screen. They were sagging off, covering the rim. Splashes a three. Sixers go up 3-0 in the series. Gotta feel good for the guy. I mean, that guy's a monster. Should win MVP. It's either him or Jokic. I think Joel, especially, carrying his team. It looks like the Nuggets, after losing last night to the Warriors, are down 0-3, are going to be eliminated early this year. So it looks like you got to give it to Joel, especially if they can beat Toronto here, being up 3-0. I like what the Sixers are up to. For all that know me, know that I have a future on them, a little 5-team future to win 10 grand. So we're pro Sixers. So easy G4 spotlight this week. Congrats to Joel. Usually I hate the Sixers. They pummel the Bulls. But right now, I'm kind of liking them. I mean, fuck it. I mean, Bulls team in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, that's a different story. But, for now, we ride Sixers.
Riddle's rant of the week.
Bang, bang, what's the hey?
My Riddles rant of the week. I'm taking it back to Tony La Russa. It's already, 2 weeks in, and we're already back to the Tony rants. With the Leary, third spot in the order. Leary was batting third on. He's batted third a couple times now. And I don't get. So the first game, so the Sox, Tony did a stupid doubleheader thing where on the second game of a doubleheader he put all the scrubs in. So of course they scored. No runs with this lineup. So it's almost like he's purposely doing that. Like he rests his guys and he doesn't care about all the games. Which I get to an extent, but I hate his Tony La Russa's getaway days mottos where he's just, we're gonna take that last game off the series. I feel like that kills all momentum. And it's just painful as a Sox fan to watch that because obviously the goal is to win a championship, but gotta win games on the road. So I understand maybe resting a couple players, but not the full squad. Not the full squad. I don't like that at all. So not a fan of the Tony lineups, when he just benches everybody. Or he puts weird people in the order. Like, why is Leary batting third with pretty much a full lineup playing? It kind of just disrupts the middle of the lineup. I don't know what it is. Tony's got to figure it out. But a lot more Tony rants coming my way if we see what we're seeing right now in Southside. Riddle's bet of the week this week. I'm taking it to the Riddle Daddy future of the century. It's a $5 future. I have Philadelphia 76ers plus 1,600 in the championship. They're now actually plus 900 or plus 950, I think. So that's one of my tough ones. I try to find a team with value with, they're in the thousands. I then took the Colorado Avalanche. I know nothing about hockey. But they were the favorites to win the Stanley Cup, plus 350. Apparently, they have one of the best players in the NHL. I assume so if they were number one. So I took that blindly. I have Novak Djokovic to win Wimbledon. And this just didn't in Wimbledon. No Russians allowed to play, which means no Medvedev in Wimbledon this year. So Djokovic, I got my plus 115, now plus 105. The French Open's actually on next, so it's not for a little bit. So you got the Sixers and the Avalanche to look forward to. And then we have the Chicago White Sox to cap it off in October, bring home the gold. $5 to win $10,000. Why not? It's $5. It's $5. Put it down. Win money. Let's get it going. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Huge day today for Bulls basketball fans. Bulls play tonight, 7:30. Strap it down. Go to a bar. Do what you have to do. Get that game on the screen. It's going to be one that we need. We need this game so bad. We love you all. Real Daddy is out.